Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. It's certainly been very, very chilly here in Littlehampton. But I managed to spend a couple of hours on the allotment and in the garden yesterday, so it's been productive nonetheless. I had a conversation with Scott earlier, and I sort of said, I don't mind it being cold. I can do something about being cold. It's when it's wet that I don't like gardening, because, well, when it's wet, it's not much you can do, but cold, you get working and you get warm. Wrap up warm as well, and it soon helps. Now, I'd just summarise what I've done on the allotment, because you hear about it tomorrow on the podcast, which I've just finished editing anyway. But what I did on the allotment is behind my greenhouses, I have an area where couch grass and brambles were quite prevalent. Very difficult area to keep tidy, very difficult area to keep productive. And it's a wide range of reasons as to why. We have grown potatoes in this area in the past, and before that there was raspberries, both of which proved quite well there. But because they're behind the greenhouse, they're kind of out of sight and out of mind. And this has annoyed me. So I went down there yesterday and I've cleared away all the brambles, all the weeds, and then I've laid down some weed suppressing membrane and weighted that weed suppressing membrane down. What I'm hoping is that the weed suppressing membrane is obviously going to hold back all the weeds, and I'm going to leave it down for a year, but use that area for growing squash plants such as courgettes, pumpkins, butternut squash. Hopefully that's going to make that into a productive area, even though it's going to be resisting weeds. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing how it turns out. I think it is going to work really, really well for me. And it's not taking much work. Now, when I was on the allotment, I'm always thinking about what I need to do with the allotment, apart from clearing away weeds and things like that. But the allotment, I've got to say, I feel is in a half-decent condition. I'm not saying it's perfect by a long way. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. Still a lot of tidying up that needs to be accomplished. But it's not in too bad condition. It's just a bit, little bit scruffy around the edges, I would say. Bit of weeding, bit of hard work, and we will be there. And this is all going in line with what I've been saying, is that January is a month for catching up on all these sort of things. However, the home plot, that's a very different story. I've cleared away from the chickens a bit, and they are looking better for it. The trouble is, I think at the moment, the garden, the home plot is much scruffier and needs a bit more time spent on it. It's been a bit cold in the mornings this week, but as it gets warmer and warmer in the mornings, we'll be able to spend a bit more time outside. I mean, I don't mind it being cold, as I said earlier, but in the morning, it's just difficult to find the motivation to get outside. But what we're hoping, we'll get outside in the mornings and everything will just start tidying up. One of the things I've said is that because I'm down on the allotment at the weekend, on a Saturday morning usually, my time is dedicated to that, and there's less distractions around on the allotment. Whereas back at home, there's a lot more distractions, Roxy, the wife, cup of coffee, things like that. But I think there's something about the allotment that just means I have to go down there, I have to make an effort, so I end up spending more time on the allotment than I do on the home plot. And I think that's where I need to change my view. I need to spend a bit more time on the home plot. Now, I think if I do this in the morning before I go to work, same as when the allotment on the way home from work, it should be okay. And I've been doing that a lot throughout 2024. I just need to really button that technique down and get it better. Now, I've made a mistake the last couple of podcasts. I started sowing the basil seeds last Sunday, which weren't meant to be sown until Thursday, and the sweet pepper seeds on Thursday. So I've not sown any seeds from the Supporters Club today. We're going to get ourselves back in line with that. Apologies for that. I've heard, talking to a few people, most of you have had your seeds, but a few have said they haven't arrived. I sent them all out at the same time. If you haven't had them arrive by the end of this week, let me know and I'll send you more. They've obviously been lost in the post, which I'll be complaining about, because I pay for the stamps they should be delivered. It's really annoying, but they all go out at the same time. So some people have got theirs and others haven't. There's obviously something going on with the post. That being said, I know some people are having their problems with flooding in their local area and snow and ice and things like that. So that may have a bit of an effect. So I don't know. I don't know on that front. Now, one more thing that I wanted to talk to you about today is the use of grow lights. Now, this is something I know not everybody has grow lights. For me, grow lights are a worthwhile investment. I have them in my kitchen on the shelving system I have in there above my heated propagators. Now, grow lights are basically simulating sunlight and they encourage young seedlings particularly to grow. But not just young seedlings, any plants that are grown indoors need a lot of light. They do benefit from grow lights. The real reason that I like to use them is with my seedlings, just to get those seedlings off to a really strong growth when they are young. But the thing is with grow lights, they really need to be right above your propagators, right above your plants in order to encourage strong bushy growth, which isn't easy. Not easy at all. Mine are in a fixed position and I've also got my hydroponics here, which is here in my shed actually. And the hydroponics has a grow light that is on like a bar that moves up and down quite easily. So I've at the moment, because there's hardly anything growing in there, I've got the light really low down. And that is in order when the seeds do germinate and grow, we should get some nice young bushy growth. And as they grow, we make the light a little bit higher. Now, grow lights are pretty cheap these days. I personally don't like the ones that emit a purple light or have a purple tinge to it. I like the ones that just look like light. But there are different ones for different plants. So vegetable plants do better under a certain type of light and other plants do better under a different type of light. So it's definitely well worth just doing a bit of investigation to see which you prefer. Now, my lights actually came from IKEA, so they emit a white light. Unfortunately, IKEA don't sell them anymore, and I'm on my eye out for anything that I could use as a substitute. The main advantage with hydroponics is that most of them come with grow lights as well. So there's certain advantages to hydroponics that other equipment don't always provide us with. But certainly looking around and seeing what we've got available, I've had a look on Amazon and some of the grow lights on there are very, very cheap, but I cannot speak for just how good a quality they really are. I've also in the past I've seen some heated propagators that come with grow lights integrated into the lid and they would be great. They're very, very expensive however, but there's still opportunities and we will keep looking into different grow lights that are available and trying to make our grow lights work in a way that means that plants and seedlings will grow strongly. One of the things I've always said though, however, when we first sow our seeds, they don't need grow lights until they germinate, until they start showing leaves and start photosynthesizing. So you don't necessarily need them. As I said, I've time and time again, don't necessarily need grow lights. They just help encourage plants to grow and seedlings to grow particularly. My windows, my kitchen window particularly, faces to the east. So it gets light in the morning, but nothing in the evening. So only really, at the most, will get 6 hours of sunlight. Any plants growing in that windowsill will struggle. So that is another advantage of having grow lights, is that we can control the amount of light that these plants get. If you have a south-facing window, less need for grow lights. Hope that gives you some information to go off, but let me know if you've got any questions. I'll be happy to chat. Right, we will be back again on Thursday. Of course, the podcast will be out tomorrow as well. Lots more content coming out as well. You take care. Speak to you again next time.